So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit. I called the talk the power markets, the multiple fronts, because when you look at the power markets, it's no longer, it used to be a fairly simple analysis to figure out where the markets were going. You had the markets, you look at the supply and demand, you plugged in the curves, and you could see where it was all going. Well, now it's much more complex than that. If you invest if you look at renewables, you don't know if you're going to have an ITC. You don't know, with a coal facility, you don't know what the environmental regulations, how they're going to turn out, where they're going to end up. So much different. So I'm going to try to walk through a little bit of that. But I think it's important as we do that, it's sometimes interesting to look back and say, let's just do a little history lesson over time. So if we look at the markets and look at how the industry has morphed itself over time, and then also think as you look at this and say, what if we'd have known what we knew today, if we knew back then, how much different the markets would look today? So if we look at originally in 1950, you look at the golden age of coal. You know, all the coal facilities come into place. The coal is the dark color. Then came nuclear generation. A lot of nuclear generation came online. And we had some steam gas. But what happened then was a lot of the prudence, a lot of the issues around the utilities. Everyone sort of stopped building. Then suddenly came the Energy Policy Act under Bush. We had competition come into the marketplace. And we had a tremendous amount of combined cycles. You can see the combined cycles there in the orange. If you look at the announced combined cycles, I want you to think about this when we talk about renewables. If you look at the announced combined cycles, it would be quadruple that. But a ton of combined cycles came on, and now we get into the renewable rise. The shale boom has played a role in all this, as well as other business cycles.